Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Sharon Stowers, and we're glad to be here on the Master's Call. Let us pray. O Father, O King, O Creator of all, as we end the season of dedication, may we strive to dedicate our hearts to you, O God. May we give you all that we have. We give you our lives, Lord, our time, our money, our service. We use this period, Lord God, for rededication of our heart. Lord, we even come on this call because we desire to please you. Bless this call, oh God. Bless the co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, God. Bless all the prayer warriors. Bless all the guest ministers and the entire TMC family. God, and any guests that are on this call, God, meet all of our needs, God. Sometimes we don't even say what they are, but we trust you that you, we know that you can, and we trust you that you will. God, I pray, Lord God, now that you would open our ears so that we may hear your word today. God, use the mouthpiece on today mightily, God. God, may he or she speak a rhema word, God, that is needed, God, in this period of our time in this nation, oh God. Oh God, and may we leave this call not like we got on it, but changed and better for you, better for the service of your kingdom, oh God. And we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. And now I'm going to turn it over to the host of the call. Are you there, host?
I am here, Minister Sharon Stowers. Can you hear me?
Oh, woman of God. Yes, ma'am. We love you and take it away.
Well, praise God for you, Minister Sharon Stowers. We're so excited that you said yes, and our newest member of our TMC family. We thank God for you and just being the gifted, beautiful soul that you are. We love you and want to thank you so much for greeting and seating God's people this morning. And thank you for that tag, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Amen. Well, good morning. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn greeting you all with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And if this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, I want to, on behalf of our co-founders, give you a special welcome to the Master's Call. Let me take a few moments and tell you about our call, our ministry. It was founded back on October 25th of 2010, so we're going into our eighth year. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And of course, being two anointed women of God who founded this call, our founders, co-founders are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, a recent newlywed, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so in the vision of the 88 Psalms, verse 13, it says, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you." And as you heard our minister, Sharon, open us up with prayer, and then we close in prayer. And every Friday, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. Now, what makes us special about the Master's Call is that we have a website for you. Yes, we have a website where you can go and see the buffet spread of all the messages that has been archived since the inception of the call. And that site is www.themasterscall.net. And you can also read the full bios of our ministers and speakers, and you can also leave a comment and share with us. Now, If you feel led to join us, like recently Minister Sharon Stowers said yes and joined our team to greet, as you heard her so graciously do, or to host as what I am doing now, or if God has downloaded a word in your belly to share with the masses, we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is a dynamic company that is changing people's lives one appointment at a time, and that is Artists International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We're now under the heading of Artist Life. We are here to help you live a healthier life. And so if you're not familiar with Artist Life or how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, we do invite you to get back to the person who invited you on this call. And then immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call. And on that call, we have a group of leaders that come together to share testimonies, to share information about our products and how they can make a world of difference, as well as our opportunity. And so the morning motivational call follows this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The Essex code is 294-617-pound. Now, if you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS or any other service that wants to charge you for this conference call, we don't want you to be charged. So there is a bridge number that you can call first so that you won't be charged for the call. And that current bridge number, they do change from time to time, so do stay engaged. But the current bridge number that we're using is 716-293-9707. Well, have you heard? Are you getting ready that all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, March 9th through the 11th for the Artist Life Extravaganza? You don't want to miss it. You want to be there. Start preparing. Start working. Get your team together so that you can be in the house to celebrate the accomplishments of our artist distributors that will be coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. For more information, check your back office. And we're just so excited. So that's March 9th through the 11th at the Sheraton LAX. It's going to be awesome. Now, I will come back at the end of the message and share a few more of these announcements with you. But now it is my privilege and my honor to introduce to you our speaker. She is no stranger to the call. In fact, I love her sultry voice. She is one of our very own. Who am I speaking of this morning? I am speaking of our very own Minister Kai Brown. Just want to highlight a couple of things. She's a very educated sister. She received her BS in 1996 as an electrical engineer. She accepted her call into ministry in the year of 2000. She has a master's in pastoral counseling. She is currently working on her doctorate. She is the proud mother of a fine young man who's doing some great things in the kingdom of God, Mr. Christopher. And she is also a published author. I highly recommend her book, which I had the pleasure of reading earlier this year, When God Births the Ministry. You can find that on Amazon.com. Highly recommend it. And she's also the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries. Minister Kai is keenly aware of the call that is on her life. She is insightful, and you will hear that in her message. So I'm going to get on out the way and bring to the front of the line my dear sister, who I love and adore and appreciate so very much. She's in the three-letter club like I am. So without any further delay or ado at this time, I would like to introduce to some and present to others the beautiful, the wonderful, the insightful, the lovely Miss Minister Kai Brown. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am here, my beautiful sister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear with that sultry voice. Take it away, my dear sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Minister Stowers, for seating and greeting the people. And, of course, my beautiful sister, Minister Ada, for hosting with such Jesus joy. No matter what season you're in, know that God is in control. And, of course, thanks to the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is the reason that we can be here today. And I never take it lightly when I'm allowed to come before the people of God, because we are his people, and he loves us most of all. So, of course, giving all glory, honor, praise to God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are just going to get right into his word today. And today's title is Accountability, Not Just a Word. Accountability, it's not just a word. See, we throw around buzzwords and catchphrases. Oh, I have to be accountable. I have to be accountable. But it's not just a word. See, being accountable to God has meaning. It means something. So let us first go to Romans 14, and we're going to look at verses 9 through 12, and it says, "For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or who dost thou set at naught thy brothers? For we shall all stand before judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God, so that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." So we all have to give an account to God. That means our first accountability is not to man, but to God. Because we each want to stand before that judgment seat and hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We each want to hear that. Because that means we're walking through the pearly gates into heaven. So we must first be ready to give that account to God of every word, of every deed, of every thought. We have to be ready to be accountable. It's not just a word. It has a meaning. The Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary says accountable is liable to being called to account, answerable. So that means the buck stops here. We can't blame it on other people. We have to be accountable for those things that we do, for those things that we think, for those things that we say, for how we say it. See, we are accountable for those things. A record is kept. Jesus knows everything that we've done. And when we stand up on that judgment day, we will have to give an account. The question is, what are we going to be accountable to? How are we going to be accountable? Some people think it's just a buzzword. Oh, yeah. You know, I'll repent and move on. No. Mm-mm. Yes, if you repent, God forgives you. But if you continue to walk in that same sin, have you really repented? Because the repent is to turn from. See, our first accountability is to God. And we have to make sure that we're walking out that accountability. So God has given us help in doing that. He placed us in a community of believers. He placed us in a situation and a circumstance where we have examples by which to live our lives. First, biblical examples, and then the examples of our mentors and those in authority over us. But our first and foremost example of accountability is Jesus. Everything he said, he let us know, I'm not doing this myself, but I'm doing this because my Father sent me. It's not about me, but it's about what my Father said do. The perfect example of that is Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. If this can pass from me, if you can take this cup from me, please do so. But nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. See, that is the perfect example of accountability to God. Jesus didn't want to go to the cross. He would have rather not. And because we serve the God we serve, he could tell his Father, hey, Dad, you know, I'd rather not. But more importantly, he said, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. See, there are some situations and circumstances that we have to go through. There are some things we have to grow through so that we can, too, always be, Lord, this is the desire of my heart. But nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. But, Lord, I need some help in the process. I need somebody here on earth sometimes to say, you know you're wrong. You can't just give up. You've pushed this thing too far. You've gone too far to turn back now and let the enemy win. So we have to have those people here on earth that will help us be accountable as well. We have to be willing to submit to that which God has given us. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. None of us outgrow that process. That's a part of how we stay accountable to God. He puts those people like-minded, mature women and men of God in our lives, so that they can continue to sharpen us. And that's all of us. None of us are above that process. Perfect example, me and I'm going to be completely transparent. I called my mentor the other day and was like, look, I ain't praying for them no more. I don't care. If they want to do stupid things, let them do stupid things. I'm done. Knowing all the while I'm venting, getting it off my chest, knowing all the while that at some point I'm going to have to be on my face praying exactly what God has given me. But see, because I have that iron sharpening me, she was able to stand in the gap until I got out of my emotions and gave me the word of God and said, okay, I know you ain't even, and knew I wasn't hearing her at that moment. But she knew that she needed to plant the seed of what God had given her for me for that situation. And she planted it. And by the end of the night, I was doing it. Nevertheless, I'm a sit here and pray because I know what you said, Lord. So see, we have to have that accountability that flows up to God, but also up to those who he has placed in authority over us. because they help keep us accountable. They let it slide for a minute. They let us vent and get it off our chest. But then they said, this is what the Word of God says about your situation. Are you walking out the accountability God has given you? Or are you just sitting and sulking in your stuff because you don't want to go to anybody? And thus we'll have to give an account before God. See, if you have that accountability partner here on earth, that iron that sharpens you, then the process gets worked out. Not always, you don't always want to hear it. You don't want to always be accountable. Sometimes you just want to be in your feelings. And we serve a God who allows us to be there sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes he allows us to be in our feelings. But it's our responsibility to say, okay, you know what? Nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done, God. Iron sharpens iron. We must be willing to be transparent. James 5 and 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Now, that don't mean, hold on, let me help y'all, that you need to run and tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry what's going on in your life. Everybody's not ready for your stuff. You have to have those trusted, reliable, God-fearing people to whom you are accountable for, accountable to. You need an accountability partner. Somebody who, you know, understands who you are, but will hold your feet to the fire in spite of that. See, I couldn't have just any old accountability partner because I would have run them over and their feelings would be hurt. And, you know, I wouldn't be accountable because I would have said some stuff to them and they would fall apart. So I know that my accountability partner had to be someone who could at times overlook my attitude, who was strong enough to say, okay, yeah, I know you're trying to run me off, but I'm not going to let you. And it had to be someone who could pray for me when I couldn't pray for myself. So in getting that accountability partner, we have to make sure that they pray for us and we pray for them, that we may be healed. See, God tells us, confess your sins to one another. He didn't say confess them to everybody in every situation. Everybody don't need to know everything. God had the Holy of Holies, that place where only the priest could get into. Your accountability partner needs to be your priest. Then he had the inner court and the outer court. Not everybody needs to be in your Holy of Holies. That's the place for your mentor, your accountability partner, your prayer partner, those people get to be in that inner circle because they have your best intentions, the best desires. They have God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan desires for your life as well. But we have to remain accountable. Proverbs 27:17, I leave you with. iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Accountability is not just a word. It's a lifestyle. Back to you, Minister Ada.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Kai. Accountability, it's not just a word. First, we're accountable to God. Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer over our prayer request? Gracious and loving God, we come this morning truly humbled and thankful for the woman of God who downloaded a great word into our spirits this morning. And Father God, we thank you that you will continue to pour virtue back into Minister Kai. Bless her ministry, her family. Lord, we want to lift up Miss Kendra Carter. We continue to call out Kendra Carter. Lord, trusting that you have already she's already surpassed so many days and numbers that the doctors thought, but you have the final say. So we continue to call her healed and whole, Lord God. We thank you for the miraculous work that you're doing in my own body, Lord God. I thank you and praise you for your healing virtue in my body. Thank you for healing me, God. Lord, I thank you and praise you for those of you, those that are in a season of bereavement, that you are providing the comfort and the peace that passes all understanding. So we think of our platinum, Miss Anastasia Lewis and her sister Kenya and the passing of their grandmother, and our own Minister Brenda for the passing of Uncle Harry. So, Lord, may they feel your peace and comfort. Lord, we thank you and praise you, and we want to lift up our upcoming extravaganza, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will allow the people to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, we thank you that it will be an exciting time. And for all of us distributors that are planning on being there, let us go ahead and pay our very reasonable $29 so that it can be a great event and they can get everything set up nicely. So, Lord, we ask your blessing upon that. We want to pray in advance for the church service that will go forth on that Sunday. We thank you for the volunteers that will come forth so that your people can be blessed. Lord, we thank you for our co-founders. We continue to call Dr. PK healed and whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. May she have a wonderful time there in Alaska with her husband and her family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving our own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon another year of life. We thank you that she is healthy and strong and beautiful. Lord, continue to give her the desires of her heart. Bless Mother Josie. Bless the entire TMC family and our Artist Life family. We love you today. We adore you. We bless you and honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if you would like to hear this, read the playback for this call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. With the same access code that you dialed in today, 957-677-POUND. We will be now heading over to Awareness Wednesday, and I apologize. I don't know what the topic is, but I'm sure it's a topic that is that will be a blessing to you. You want to get on over there. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Remember to use the bridge number so that you're not charged for any of the conference calls or the playbacks. That number is 716-293-9707. At this time, I want to thank our own wonderful, with that great voice, Minister Sharon Stowers, for seating and greeting God's people this morning with the joy of the Lord. And Minister Kai, thank you always for such an on-time and insightful message on the importance of accountability. At this time, Minister Kai, will you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Amen. And again, thank you, Minister Sharon for seating and greeting us, and Minister Ada for being such an amazing host. Let us go to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time in which you have given us to come together to hear your word, O Lord. Father, we pray right now for our very own prayer general daughter, Charity, O Heavenly Father. We know that sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus, and that includes convulsions, O God. Lord, we thank you that great is our prayer general's peace, O Heavenly Father. Lord, as we leave this call but never your presence, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to continue to keep us, first of all, accountable to you, O God, but then to give us accountability partners here on earth that we may walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. Lord, we surrender and submit it all to you, and we seal it and call it done in the blood of the Lamb, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are so glad you joined us this morning here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow. Goodbye.